They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
All right, they're Bill Barty, we're going to play into your hands now. You're an old basketball man.
Old is the
key part.
Key part.
A virtual has been on the court.
Hey.
That's a better than a never was.
I resemble that remark.
There you go.
As Curtis Blow brings back the outdoor guys here on the Carolina Outdoor Program, Don Yeager, Bill Barty, we're glad that you're joining us. The outdoor realm goes around and around, and it doesn't matter where it lands. Basketball is a sport you can play outdoor on those goals. I don't know about that snow out there.
No, we don't play basketball on snowpack.
That might be like playing in the old Boston Garden.
That's
back
when
there.
We switched to hockey, eh?
I don't know about that. But listen, let's talk a little bit about some area high school basketball. And this man has been writing for the Charlotte Observer for a decade or two. We'll just leave it at that. And he's good at it. He's going to inform us of what hot teams are in our area and also what hot players to look for in high school basketball in the Charlotte area. Langston Wirtz Jr. is going to join the Carolina Outdoor guys right now. Langston, welcome.
Hey, guys, how are you? You guys make me feel young saying I've only been here for a decade or two.
You are young. There's a lot of gray hair in this room, buddy.
Well, Langston, as a journalist, you're going to be a fun one to talk to because not only your prior basketball prowess, but also you're really good at writing about it. But plus, you're also a parent. So we want to talk to you on kind of all three legs of that stool. But let's kick off talking to you as a journalist. Tell us, what are the hot teams in our Charlotte area that we ought to be looking forward to finishing out the year right now?
Well, we do a poll every week. It's called the Sweet 16, and it comes out every Tuesday, and it's certainly controversial. But the number one team in the Sweet 16 is North Mecklenburg. North Mecklenburg has three kids that I think are among the best in the state, and they're all underclassmen. There's a junior, Jalen Withers. He's 6'9". His father, Curtis Withers, was one of the best players in Charlotte 49ers history and also one of the better players in West Charlotte history. Curtis is 6'9", his son is 6'8". Well, Curtis was kind of an inside player, and Jalen's more of a wing, a mini Kevin Durant, if you will. And then he has a teammate, Tristan Maxwell, whose father played the NBA, Vernon Mad Max Maxwell, won the world championship with the Houston Rockets, and he's taught his son very well. He's a phenomenal shooting guard, about 6'2". He's a sophomore. And then they have a freshman named Chris Ford, who's 6'4", who was the first all-tournament freshman at the Arby's Challenge, which is a very big Christmas tournament in Tennessee. He's the first freshman to make the all-tournament team in years, over a decade. So they have a very good team. They're very young. Next year, they'll be even better, and they certainly have a chance to win a state championship. And then the number two team in our poll is Independence. Independence is another team that's got some really good guards led by a kid named Jamarius Burton, who's a 6'4" unsigned senior who just fills up the stat sheet with points, rebounds, steals every night.
Is he, when you have an unsigned player like that, does his phone blow up all the time as people try to recruit, contact, build a relationship with a player like that from Independence to get him to sign?
It's kind of a case-by-case basis. I mean, if you're a kid like a Zion Williamson and Spartan Berg, who's a top three consensus national player, and you haven't signed all the big schools, they have that one scholarship they're out there holding for you. Jamarius is not quite at that level, but I'm sure there's a lot of schools that are interested in him and just curious. He hurt his knee last year, so he's coming back from knee injury. And, sometimes what happens is, as schools try to focus in on these big, big recruits and everybody can't get them, then after that wave goes through, they come after some of these unsigned and these are really good at the next level, like Jamarius.
Langston Wirtz Jr. is joining the outdoor guys here. We're talking a little bit about some high school basketball. Number one and number two, North Mech and Independence, both in the Sweet 16 poll that is put out. Langston, what about the independent schools? Those are two big public schools that are one and two. How do our private schools look in the Sweet 16?
Well, the private school is a little further down. What's happening is they're playing much more aggressive schedules than the public schools do, and that's not that the public schools don't want to do it. Their rules just kind of prevent them from doing too much traveling, and they have game limits they can't go over. I think it's 24 regular season games, and private schools don't have those issues, so they're allowed to play many more tournaments during the holidays and go out of town and do things like that. So they're very good. They just have a few more losses than the public schools. They're going to be down in the poll a little bit. The hottest private school right now is Charlotte Christian. They're, I think, number 10. They have a 6'10" senior, Blake Preston, who just tied Todd Fuller's school record for rebounds. Todd Fuller, you may remember, played at NC State, had a cup of coffee in the league, 23 rebounds in the game. He had 13 points, 23 rebounds, and 7 assists. 6'10" kid with 7 assists is pretty impressive. And he did that against Concord Canyon School, which is another very good private school, as good as any public school in the area. They just have 11 losses because they probably played the toughest schedule in the area.
How's that Providence Day School looking over there?
They're struggling a little bit right now. You know, they're another team that's played a very, very aggressive schedule, one of the toughest schedules, not just in the state, but in the Southeast. And, you know, for example, they played Charlotte Christian, a very good team, last Friday, turned around, went to New York on Saturday and played an undefeated team in New York, and then played a nationally ranked team from New York on Monday. And in the day between, they walked about 11 miles on the tour of the city. So their legs are pretty gone. They went to China earlier this year. They're just, you know, I think they're a little tired, and, you know, it's kind of good for them to get a little break in the snow.
Yeah, that's right. Make a snowman out there and take a little break. Full disclosure, you have got a highly competitive son. We never have gotten it out of you when Trey Wirtz actually beat his dad in a game of backyard basketball. But tell us about your son. How's Trey looking? Because he is looking to continue his education and play basketball after he leaves Providence Day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like any other parent. You know, I'm awfully proud of my kid. You know, it's very, very hard to have him playing in the city where I cover sports, and he be, you know, one of the better players. I mean, that's hard. I mean, I get accused of all kinds of things, but the truth of the matter is, he gets less than what I would give somebody else who was accomplishing what he accomplishes. It's just a very delicate thing to kind of balance. But I am very proud of him as a parent. You know, he deals with a lot being my son, unfortunately. But, you know, he handles it really well. The thing I'm most proud about, you know, he's got 3.75 grade point average at one of the most academically challenging schools in the state of North Carolina. He's very mature. You know, he made a college decision to go to Santa Clara, which is an Ivy League-like school. He's got a top 10 business school, which is what he wants to study. And he turned down some much bigger name schools to do so. And I'm just really proud of his maturity and his want to and his willingness to deal with the things he has to deal with. And the young man he's turned into, sometimes I kind of wonder, you know, did I really have anything to do with that? Because he just, he's exceeded everything I could have hoped for.
You can give his mama all the credit.
Well, she probably deserves it.
I'm going to ask you, as you've covered basketball and high school sports for our area for such a long time, but basketball specifically, you mentioned Jalen Withers. Are players playing face to the basket better? Is the style of ball like that now more so than it is to have a traditional Todd Fuller type center inside?
Yeah, there's just not very many big kids anymore. And the big kids we do have do tend to want to play on the wing. You know, everybody wants to be a guard. You see it when they're growing up. You know, I coach AAU basketball, have done so for many, many years. And whenever there's a big kid, they want to play on the wing. You know, it's kind of the evolution of the game. You know, the kids are watching the NBA, and there just aren't very many post players in the NBA. There aren't very many post players in college basketball. But when you do have them, look what happens with North Carolina. You win championships, so you get to the championship game. So I think the big man definitely has a role in basketball. There's a kid in Charlotte, actually, who's in the eighth grade right now. He's going to be a 7-footer, and he's going to be a true back-to-the-basket player. And it's nice to see that because, you know, everybody kind of abandoned that, and I think there's still a place for it in basketball.
It comes and it goes. You never know which way. We look forward to finding out how the season's going to end for our high school basketball teams. Langston Wirtz Jr., we can follow you at Twitter, @LangstonWirtz Jr. Thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Off he goes. Also, special thanks to Daniel White, a.k.a. Black Alachin, for joining us on the Carolina Outdoor Program, as well as Brian Frazier, fisheries biologist for the South Carolina DNR. For TJ Boggs, he's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee saying get outdoors, pick up your trash. We'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.